Kevin Smith joining us, GMI Studios, Republican, U.S. Senate, GOP candidate and hopeful. Kevin, thanks for being with us, GMI Studios. Good Monday morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. I want to hit you with a couple of issues because I'm still amazed at, let's talk about inflation, probably the number one thing hitting people between the eyes. We just had our own economist on saying that rates, interest rates are almost at 5, probably going to go up to, he said, maybe not 8 or 9, but they're going to keep going up. The Federal Reserve, Kevin Smith, is telling, publicly saying it's federal spending and stimulus and borrowing that has put us into this. But yet Democrats in Washington, including the President of the United States, point to everything else but federal spending is the cause of inflation. Why is that?
Well, because it's in their DNA to tax and spend. It's what they do. Look, you know, you got President Biden who just introduced a budget that has more spending increases included in it. Look, they want to do another whole COVID relief bill, even though you've got states that are sitting on, you know, tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in money from the previous COVID relief bill still. And on top of that, you've got $2.5 trillion in new and increased taxes as part of a huge spending bill. And this is what they do. It's, again, it's in their DNA, tax and spend. And I don't, Jack, I'm as befuddled as you are when you see how all the spending got us into this place, this mess in the first place with the inflation. They don't seem to care. Senator Hassan certainly doesn't care. President Biden doesn't. And they're going to keep on doing it until we put new people in Washington.
Kevin, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm frankly, for 3 years, I've been having to talk about this on my morning show, and I'm looking forward to the day where I don't have to say the word COVID. I mean that. And this is someone who's been told I had it twice and did all the things I could to be healthy. I guess my point is this. You just mentioned the president still wants more money for COVID stuff. In the state liquor stores in New Hampshire, we have test kits piled up like magazines that no one needs.
Yep.
The test sites have closed. I was out and about this weekend. I didn't hear one person at public events even utter a concern about the virus. And yet we know viruses to survive will continue to vary and mutate. We know that's how viruses, that's what they do. But right now, airlines are packed. We had delays this weekend. Florida's packed. People are out and about. Why would you want to spend more money right now for COVID stuff? And my question is, if you're elected U.S. Senator, would you ever be open to, if a committee said, Senator, would you be in favor of not of us investigating following the money over the last 3 years? And if anyone profited who was a public employee on health care policy from COVID policies, is that something you'd actually look into if you were elected Senator?
Jack, of course, 100%. Look, we need to have accountability in where all of this money went, right? Because we know right now we don't. And so there needs to be transparency. The taxpayers ought to be demanding it, that we have accountability in how all of this COVID money was spent. Jack, I'll give you a perfect example in my world. When I was town manager, you know, we were given a huge sum of money because it was anticipation on us having revenues that were going to have bottomed out, right? And so it was to make up for the loss of revenue. Well, guess what? We had a better year revenue-wise in 2020 than we did in 2019. So we gave a lot of money back to the state.
Right.
The only thing we used the money for was to reimburse us, you know, the town, for any COVID-related expenses. And then we did $75,000 in grant funds to small businesses in Londonderry to help them out with their COVID funds. Everything else we sent back to the state. Now, we're one community, Jack, in the entire country that got this money. Where is it all?
Do you think there should be, how do you do that? Is it a congressional committee type inquiry, or should it be a for 2 years, people forget we had Robert Mueller, a special counsel probe on alleged Russian collusion, that in the end, all they did was find a bunch of financial misfilings on taxes with people like Michael Cohen and things. There was no Russian collusion, if you will. Do we have a special counsel look into this at some point in the next year or two, where all the money went during COVID?
Well, look, I mean, any senator can call for a special investigation, can call for a hearing. And certainly I wouldn't be opposed to doing that. Because certainly if anyone profited off of this, I mean, that's just corruption that would stink to high heaven. So it needs to be looked into, Jack, because, again, there's so much money that's still sitting out there. And so the fact that they're talking about even more COVID relief money, who is pushing this? That's what I would want to know. Right. Who's pushing this right now?
We had Senator Hassan on the show the other day, and I mentioned you as one of the Republican candidates criticizing her wanting to temporarily suspend the federal gas tax, saying it was a gimmick. And she basically defended that, saying it wouldn't be and it would be helpful. Do you still think it's a gimmick or worth doing?
Oh, I still believe it's a gimmick. I'll go back to what I said before. We need long-term solutions. You know, we need to reopen energy production here at home again. Here's the incredible irony, though, is you still have Senator Hassan out there pushing for, you know, higher taxes on quote-unquote big oil, when the reality is, you know, she herself has invested over $100,000 in oil companies, and she's taken tens of thousands of dollars from energy company PAC money. So she's benefited from the things she's criticizing. And look, she was a supporter of the gas tax when she was governor. She signed it into law, higher taxes on gas. So, of course, this is a gimmick. And people are seeing right through it. Look, she's had so many election year conversions at this point. I mean, she has an epiphany almost every other day now, whether it's the border wall, border security, energy, you name it. She is going to be a rock rib Republican come November, I think, at this point.
Before I let you go, Kevin Smith, Republican, U.S. Senate GOP hopeful. A lot of talk about Donald Trump still these days. The midterms are around the corner. That's what you're running in. We had Governor Sununu on earlier talking about this. But we have Nikki Haley on the show in our studios this morning. We had Mike Pompeo on the show at the end of the week. He was in New Hampshire. Chris Christie's been up here. Tom Cotton, you and I know that for the 2024 cycle, it's not that far away. It starts in New Hampshire, first in the nation presidential primary. They're already coming. Now, Donald Trump hasn't been back in a while. I expect he'll be on the show again soon. But as someone who may or may not, you know, be in the Senate going forward, do you want the former president, Donald Trump, to run for president? Or do you think it would be best if he let some of these other folks like DeSantis, Haley, maybe Sununu, Chris Christie, you name it, run?
I mean, look, that's ultimately, Jack, for him to decide. Here's what I would say, though, is whether he runs or not, it shouldn't deter anyone else from running if that's what they want to do. You know, I think, you know, having a field of multiple candidates is always good for the party. It's good to hear multiple ideas, multiple points of view. And, you know, as far as the former president goes, it didn't hurt him to have a primary in 2016, and he's obviously used to it, so... to me, it doesn't matter one way or the other. I think having a large field is healthy for the party.
Now, I would doubt if you haven't heard about the gridiron dinner over the weekend. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu spoke there. It was a roast. We had him live on the show this morning. I asked him two or three questions about this, and you know and I know what's picked up out of that. The governor of New Hampshire stole the show, and whether or not he was just totally having fun and being funny, he called the former President Donald Trump, I won't say the word, blanking crazy, and didn't back off that. Mm-hmm. He said it was only in jest, but he used the F word. And I asked the governor if he regretted that at all because, you know, I mean, is that beneath him in the office? And he said he was only kidding. It was a closed event. It was meant in humor. But do you think that was regrettable or not, using that word?
Well, let's say this, Jack. I try to reserve my salty language for late night at the tiki bar in my backyard. That's, you know... whether or not it's appropriate to be using in a public forum like that, you know, it's probably not something I would do. But again, you know, the governor's the governor, and he's going to, you know, play it the way he thinks, you know, the audience will like it. You know, at the end of the day, I as far as the remarks are concerned, I keep saying, look, we've got to be a unified party going into November. And I think we will be unified. You know, some people are going to take it as an affront, what he said. Some will look at it as joking. At the end of the day, we all just need to come together on this. Here's what's not a joke, Jack, is that 2 years ago, we had $2 gas. We had no inflation. We had secure borders. We had a safer country. And, you know, say what you want about the former president. But I would certainly take those policies back as opposed to what we've got today.
All right. I think energy prices were a little lower, too, weren't they? Thank you, Kevin Smith. I appreciate it.
Slightly.
GOP Republican U.S. Senate candidate back again soon. Thank you, Kevin.